I will talk about the study requirements, especially of the TCM education. Tuan talked a lot about what we require for the Western medicine. As you got some interesting talks about the content and inspiration, unfortunately, yes, you also have to do some studying and also a lot of work. So I will show you some more things about the study requirements. First of all, I would like to shortly introduce myself. My name is Beate Lind, and I was trained as an architect before, and I also worked as an architect. And maybe that's interesting for people who want to change their career. And we have a lot of people who start in a later age and after having a complete different career. So it's possible. I went through all of it. And I graduated in 2014 at Shenzhou in acupuncture. I did the foundations of Western medicine in 2015. In 2016, I started my practice and became member of a professional organization. Since 2014, I'm also study coordinator at Shenzhou and a lecturer since 2020 in the Dutch courses of acupuncture mainly. Study requirements. You will attend a lecture every month, about 10 class weekends from September to June, which makes 20 days. And that looks really part-time, but the whole study in principle has HBO level study load, so higher education study load, which includes self-study hours, a portfolio which you have to deliver. I will go through the portfolio items slowly with you, and sure, we have examinations. So all your knowledge will be examined, which means that you should have time to study. Maybe 5 hours per week for quick learners is enough, but yeah, for some it's 16 hours, and also because you have to do apprenticeship, study groups, you will need time to have extra apart from the weekends that you have to be here. During the study, you will get a personal login to a student site, which gives you access to all lecture materials. And which is easy because you always can access it. Everything which you have to share with you, presentations, you can find there. All new announcements will be shared. And also you will find e-learning material, videos, quizzes. This is something which we develop further because also in the corona year, which we have had now, we needed also to develop more, let's say, blended learning strategies. But as you have heard, acupuncture definitely is a very practical training and education. And definitely we also hold on to and put a big value on presence classes in the weekend. We also have a student guide where you can find all information about all the requirements, contacts to the teachers, everything which you actually really need to know, and you can check before you, everything about the portfolio, explanations about all items. In study groups, you study together with your fellow students, which showed to be very helpful for preparing for the exams. Because it is a part-time study for students, it requires a lot of discipline, and these study groups give this discipline. And we have literature study groups in the first 2 years and interactive practice in all 3 years, where you practice together with your fellows everything what you learned in class. We follow this because you write reports, and you can use these reports also as a very good summary for preparing for the exams. Shenzhou has its own location, as you have seen. We also have the classroom rooms available during the week, which means that you can write us an email and meet here, book a room for your study group. Then you can use all the facilities. You can give presentations to each other. You can use the massage tables, needles, everything what we have here. In the weekends, we mostly have classes, then it's less convenient. But during the week, you can come actually nearly at any time. The clinical apprenticeship, which you have to do, starts with the lower hours in the first year, which means the foundations of Chinese medicine year. It's 64 hours and gradually gets more until the third year, which means the second year of acupuncture or herbal medicine or Tuina, 120 hours. This can be done in our own clinic or with approved external apprenticeship supervisors. We have contact with them. I will explain a bit more soon. We have an apprenticeship agenda where you can book apprenticeship hours in our own clinic here at the Helder Sagade. This is then with our team of the clinic. And we have a lot of external supervisors. You see, mostly in the Netherlands, that's logic, but we have also students from Belgium, so they brought in clinics from Belgium or UK and even farther away. And that makes it possible to be partially closer to your hometown, to view a diverse, have diverse possibilities of training with different therapists. So yeah, this is also a possibility. You have a big choice of a list of external supervisors. And yeah, if you have done all these requirements and every year, for sure we have examination which will be graded. We have theory exams always in the half year after the fifth class weekend. And we have final theory exams in June and July. And we have practical exams at the end of the study year. In Foundations of Chinese Medicine, you do a tongue and pulse exam. This is what you learned in the first year. Most important practical aspect. Acupuncture first year, you will learn point location and needling techniques, which will be examined. And in the last year, you do practical case studies, which you have to analyze, make a treatment plan, explain the point selection, and demonstrate a treatment. So actually this in the final year should show us that you have learned everything that you need to receive a patient, go through the complaints, make a good evaluation, and make a good treatment plan and execute it in the right way. In the last year, you also write a thesis. This is actually an introduction into academic research. And it's really a small paper. Most students do rather literature research than clinical research, but this could be possible. It's very interesting to dive deeper into one subject, because what you learn is a huge overview with a lot of topics. And for yourself to go into one of the thesis themes that you choose yourself is very interesting to find out more about one subject. You will be guided and supervised by one of the teachers. When you have done it, that's already quite an achievement. Then you can be one of the happy ones that receive a diploma on the graduation ceremony, which is always a big event, as you've seen generally in October. Unfortunately, last year we couldn't do it because of Corona, and we still have to give our last year graduates a nice ceremony. But we hope in the next years everything will be possible again, and also for you. And there are some questions that going through this technical stuff still stay and I've also seen a few things in the chat box and a few questions already prepared to answer. In the first place, yes, it's actually the entry requirement is relatively simple. You need a high school diploma to being able to do, to have access to higher education. This is the same as if you would do an HBO in the Netherlands or university. And if you don't have a Dutch HAVO diploma, then it would be a similar thing from abroad. Well, if we give exemptions, and sure, there are definitely students and people asking for it, then we always look at your documents that could comprise former studies in TCM, which you mean that it's not just a course, but really an education that was recognized in another country. Then we can look at a well-documented documents, diploma, transcripts. We would need a study program to compare if you have done similar or the same studies before. Well, obviously we need, if it's in a difficult language, we need a certified translation. And if it's a very official, like a BSc or master study abroad, you can always have it evaluated at IDV. The study coordinators receive your questions around these topics and will look into it together with the dean to decide if your education before was, gives you an entry and gives possible for exemptions. There were questions, and also a very important question indeed, about what the accreditation means. The accreditation of SNRO, which is an accreditation institute who has done accreditation for the complementary educations in the recent years, shows the quality and gives the level of higher professional education, a bachelor level value to our education. It is not a BSc, which you would get at university, because complementary medicine education, unfortunately, is not yet recognized on that level. We are recognized, or what is recognized about it, is that there is a 240 EC study load, including the foundations of Western medicine, which would be 4 years of study. It shows that, or what we had to prove is the quality of our teachers, the structure of our program, the examination, and the final results. And our education gives you access to the professional organizations, and as Tuan also already mentioned, it gives you the possibility to give fat-free treatments. As I mentioned, the education is recognized by all important professional bodies in the Netherlands. That's NVA Chung TCM Net. You will become a member after your education to become a practitioner, and that gives you access to the fact that the Dutch health insurers will partially refund the patient's consultations. And sure, we talk about the Netherlands. Some of you come from abroad or might want to go abroad. The question always arises, how is the international recognition? Well, the complementary field is not an easy one on that level, but there is an European association who has set the goal to make one level for the educations in TCM. And you can also look at this organization. It's interesting to see which countries are involved. You can see it on the right side. It's already quite a lot. And one important thing is that discounts for the TCM education. So if you follow with us Foundations of Western Foundations of Traditional Chinese Medicine plus an acupuncture 2 years, this would be recognized in Germany. However, to start practicing, for instance, in Germany, still you would need to do an extra exam that would be Heilpraktiker, as it is called, which is similar to what we do with the Western medicine course, which is accredited in a special level, but only for the Netherlands. So on that Western medicine part, there are discrepancies. In Italy, for instance, as far as I know, and I think it didn't change, only doctors can practice acupuncture. So you will always have to check for your country of origin or destination, especially with the professional bodies, you always can check what is the situation. Well, students definitely, and yeah, I already mentioned it, the study load is a lot in a certain way, depending on your organization, your situation, and yeah, your family situation, work situation. But really think about that you go for a real study. It's not, in principle, not just a course. And yeah, it involves all the elements that are already mentioned, and that takes time. So there is a discipline needed to organize yourself. Practical training is a very important point in our education. And that is also why we put a lot of emphasis on the presence and also mandatory presence for every course year, and also on the apprenticeship and the interactive practice, because this is how you learn acupuncture. You need to train your hands, you need to train everything you've learned over and over again. That is why we have quite a lot of hours of apprenticeship, the interactive practice, you work and practice with your fellow students, and in the teaching weekends, the practical training per year, per weekend is included and supervised by the lecturer. So in that way, we think that we prepare you in the best way possible for becoming a good acupuncturist later. The education structure, and there was also a question about it. In principle, we advise students to start with the Foundations of Western Medicine because it gives you a general view and introduction in medicine, medicinal thinking, but also the body. You just need to know the body. But Foundations of Chinese Medicine is would be the next step. And then you can choose 2 years of acupuncture or herbal medicine or trina. Or you can do these after each other. Most students go for the acupuncture course and diploma, and afterwards do herbal medicine. But yeah, that depends on your choice. The question was if the Foundations of Western Medicine and Chinese medicine can be done together. Yes. In principle, you also can do the Foundations of Western Medicine if the schedule allows in any of the other years, and compress your study to 3 years, but definitely in the 1 year that you follow two courses next to each other, the Foundations of Western Medicine next to one of the TCM courses, yeah, you have a hard time and you need to have time. You cannot follow Foundations of Chinese Medicine plus first year of acupuncture together. So this definitely needs to be in the right order. So yeah, you need to think about what could be feasible for you. You always can also make a break in between, put Foundations of Western Medicine in between. Afterwards, we don't recommend, but this is also possible. Well, if you've done the 4 years, 3 or 4 years, then you can become member of a professional association and start your practice. So I hope with this, we gave you a good overview for now about the study. And if you have more questions, as we couldn't make it such an interactive event, you can send emails to us with more questions. You can go to our website, look around, and also download the latest study guide for this year. You have to scroll down on the homepage. You can download it. Also, this has a lot of information. And yeah, if you feel for really visiting us, we organize a new open day on Friday, the 11th of June, and we hope to being able to have it on location. So thanks a lot, and hope to see you soon.